Blog Talk Radio.
A change has come over me. He changed my life, and now I'm free. Jermaine is coming at this time.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection, where your host is called Pastor Kashima Douglas and Pastor D.L. Douglas Sr. It is Testimony Tuesday. The scripture for this, let me back up. First, give honor to God, who's the head of our life. Let me say that first. Now, the scripture for this morning is Romans 5 and 8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5 and 8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer.
Good morning. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. We're having some phone difficulties again, as usual. Listen, good morning. Welcome once again to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We're just excited about today. Today is Testimony Tuesday. Amen. Amen and amen. Those of you all that are out there right now that are under the sound of our voice, you know that today is a good day to give God some praise. Today is a good day to say amen. Today is a good day to just praise the Lord for who he is and what he's done in your life. So come on in and call in and let us know what God has done for you in your life today. Even if it was just, Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning. You know, before we go any further, let us do this. Let's go into prayer and be thankful for this day. Let's do that. Let's start that off first, and then we'll go into what God was laying on my heart to share with you guys on this morning. So we want to be indecent in order this morning. So lend me your hearts for a moment and let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. God, we thank you for your loving kindness. God, we thank you for being God and being God all by yourself. Father, we thank you for stepping into our life, God, and taking over and taking control. God, in doing, God, what you do best, and that is be God and be big in our life. God, we thank you for the expansion of who you are in our life. God, in every way. God, we thank you, Father, for your wisdom and your power. Thank you for your mercies and your understanding. God, thank you for building us up on our weak inside. God, thank you for giving us the understanding, God, that in the midst of this, God, you are yet God and you are yet God all by yourself. God, the enemy tried to come in and sift us like wheat while we slept last night, God. All the things that were going on around us, God, we wanted to say thank you for opening up our eyes and closing us in our right mind and giving us, God, the strength, God, to stand and withstand, God, all the things that the enemy had tried to do to us on last night. And we just want to give your name praise for keeping us and keeping our family safe. Lord, we pray that the words that we speak this morning, God, God, in the meditation of our hearts, God, is acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen and amen and amen. And thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Listen, we're just excited about what God is doing on today. We're just excited. Before we go any further, let us go into the acknowledgments of those that are listening in. We're just excited about all our great countries that are listening in to us on this morning. And we thank you guys so much for being with us and sharing with us and sharing in the gospel and sharing your first fruit, which is the word of God, on this morning with us. We just want to say thank you, and we want to acknowledge you for being here with us on this morning. That's the United States. Of course, we have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Ghana, we have Guyana, we have Nigeria, we have Kenya, we have Zimbabwe, we have South Africa, we have Jamaica, we have Germany, we have Saudi Arabia, we have China, and we have Hong Kong. Thank you guys so very much for being a part of what we do every day. And we thank you so much. And remember, my PSA, my public service announcement on this morning that I give every morning, ladies and gentlemen, we here on free soil, we are free to worship and praise the Lord in the shape and in any shape, form, or fashion that we desire. We can listen to our worship music. We can listen to our favorite pastor on YouTube. We can listen to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We can do all of that right here in the United States without fear of anything being, watch this here, done to us, because we are worshiping God. But there are some of the countries that are under the sound of our voice, ladies and gentlemen. These countries, some of these people in these countries are their lives are at stake. Their lives are at stake. Some of them have great challenges in front of them for them even wanting to confess the name of Jesus. Even just to speak the name of Jesus is taboo in their country, and it could cause them, watch the shift, to lose their life. But we here on the United States soil, we right here in the United States, we can listen freely. We can hear freely this gospel without that fear. So my prayer is that we pray. We're collectively pray for that country. Pray for those that are under the sound of our voice that has this hard taskmaster that's over their life that is crushing them, trying to keep them from moving forward. Amen. We want to make sure that we're interceding and praying and calling on the name of the Lord for them daily, that their taskmaster's hearts and their minds are turned, God, toward the Lord Jesus Christ, toward our God, our Savior, our King, our Judge, our Keeper, to turn their hearts and their minds toward him, that they as well can be free. Amen? So we're going to continue to pray for you. We want to let you know right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, all of us that are collectively together here, we are praying for you. We're interceding for you. We're calling on the name of the Lord for you. Amen. And we know that all things will work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. Amen. Amen. Amen and amen. That is my PSA. That's my public service announcement for this morning. Listen, I was in the middle of giving you guys the reason for this Testimony Tuesday. You know, we have really got to know that God has been a keeper. God has been a watchman. God has been a provider. God has been a need meter. God has been a mind regulator. God has been more to us than we've been to our own self. Amen. Come on here, somebody. Somebody just say amen. God has kept us and protected us and watched over us. He's done a great thing. So I want those that are under the sound of my voice, you guys that's listening in to us right now via the Worldwide Gospel Connection, you guys through the Blog Talk Radio portion of it, please call in. Share your testimony this morning. Call in and just let the people know how good God really is. Even if you just want to just call in and say, Lord, I just want to say thank you. Because what feels, I've learned something throughout this thing that we call the pandemic, famine, or whatever you want to call it, the COVID-19 strike, or whatever you want to call it, whatever you have deemed 2020, these last couple of months of 2020, these last few months of 2020 to be, whatever you called it, I've deemed this is a time of being thankful. Because watch this, even though there are so many things that was happening, that was going on around us, the death, watch this, the loss of jobs, the economical system falling apart, our financial situation has not been ideal. Things that we would think would be perfect are working for our good. It's not working like we want it to work. But watch what God did. Watch what God says. He's saying all things give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning our life. Why would God put that in the Bible? Because watch, let me help you. Because your thank you make room for you. Come here, let me help you. You remember when you were little, you remember how it was. I tell you all the time, it's first natural, then spiritual. You know how it was when we were younger, when we were small. Every time mama did something for us, when we was thankful, oh, mama, thank you. Mama would always have something else to give us because we were always thankful. But if we act like mama should have gave it to us, come here, let's talk and be real this morning. If we act like we deserve it, and we know we didn't deserve it because we didn't do everything we were supposed to do, but we act like we were supposed to deserve it. You listen to this. Watch this. The source of what was going on was cut off. But watch what God does. When we have a mindset, an attitude of gratitude, when we're thankful, when we bless the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding in all our ways, we acknowledge him, guess what? He will open up the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing that we don't have room enough to receive. So in this thankful, in this Testimony Tuesday, let me show you what my testimony is. I'm just thankful that God has been as good to me as he's been to me. He has been my provider. He's been my mind regulator. He has been my heart fixer. The storms in my life, my God, today, that came to kill me, the things that I saw that should have taken the direction I did, it should have went. Watch this here. God has already made a way out of no way. I can tell you right now, we see some things sometimes in life to where we want to throw in the towel. We see some things in life sometimes where we want to quit. We see some things in life where sometimes we don't know what direction to go in. But I can promise you, come here, let me talk to you real quick. I can promise you, just on the other side of your dilemma, on the other side of your storm, on the other side of your breakdown and your breakout, on the other side of whatever it is you got going on, know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think. The attitude of gratitude, ladies and gentlemen, will make God's hand move for you. Only thing you got to do is learn how to be thankful, learn how to be grateful. Call on his name in the midst of your storm. Call on, come on here and let God know that you're grateful. Call this morning. Call in with your testimony. Call in with your testimony. Press 1. That number again is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Call in. Share your testimony this morning. Let the people of God know. See, because watch this here. Do you not know what the word says about your testimony? Let me help you with the word says. The word says you overcame them. Hey, yes, God. By the word, by the blood of the Lamb and the words of your testimony. Watch this here. Your blood, the blood of Jesus has already been applied to your life. Only thing you got to do is open up your mouth and tell the devil. Because watch here. Show you how you confuse the devil. You confuse the devil with a thank you. Come on here. With a thank you attached to your lips. Only thing you got to do is get that mindset of, Lord, I'm thankful. Lord, I'm grateful. Lord, I bless you. Lord, I magnify you. Shift the enemy aside. Shift your position. Shift your mindset. Come on here. Shift in the spirit of the Lord and let him be able to do just what he said he was going to do. He's going to meet every one of your needs. He's going to provide every one of your needs. He's going to show up in every one of your dilemmas, every one of them. He's going to show up. Not only will he show up, but he's going to show out. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Those of you all who are listening in, share your testimony this morning. Let the people of God know how good God has been to you. Let the people of God know that God has been a good God. Amen. Come on. Call in and share your testimony. We're going to take a quick musical break, and we'll be right back. And remember, guys, you're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, along with my lovely co-host. I'm Pastor Donnell Douglas, along with co-pastor Kashima Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the word of God. And we're just grateful that God is doing what he does. So we'll be right back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628.
Amen, amen, and amen again and again and again and again and again. I was sitting here. Actually, I kind of got a little earlier start this morning. So I was kind of fiddling around. I asked God a question. God, I said, what do you want me to give today to the people? That they're tired, frustrated, they're going through so much, and they feel like you're listening, you're not hearing their cry, you're not hearing their plea, they're not hearing your voice in this hour, they're not hearing the tone of who you are, they're not feeling your presence like they desire to feel it. There's a shortage, it seems like, in what they're seeking more of on today. The word the song says, which really is the prelude to what this message is about. He said, Lord, I want more of you, less of me. Lord, increase in me. And as I was listening to that, as I began to just go over what God was giving me in my mind after I prayed for the people, prayed for a word for the people, should I say, God gave me this. He gave me John 10:27. And verse 26, 27, and 28. That's John 10, verses 26 through 28. Those of you all who are going to be listening alongside of me this morning, I want to share this quick word with you. I want to just drop this golden nugget in your lap, if you would, for your day.
You want me to read it?
Go ahead on and read. Go ahead on and read. That was John.
But you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. That was John 10:26-28, the NIV version.
Now, I'm going to read for you guys the King James Version, of course, as always. We like to give you guys two versions just to get you equipped for the word. Amen. Get you equipped for the word. And verse 27 says it. Verse 26 starts off like this. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. And I say unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Verse 28 says it like this, and I give unto them eternal life, and that they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. We will take our salt. From verse 27, it says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. They follow. As I said, I was sitting here and I was asking God, what is it that you want me to share with the people this morning? And God gave me this finite word. And he said, frequency. If you had, if we were sitting in church service, or you sitting next to somebody, you listening in with somebody, or we was in church, I would tell you to lean over and touch your neighbor, and tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, the preacher, frequency. Tell you to turn to the other neighbor on the other side and tell him, say, neighbor, the preacher saying, frequency. Tell you to turn around and look at the person behind you. We was in church and tell you and say, tell your neighbor behind you and tell him, the preacher said the word frequency. The word frequency can be defined as being a signal or tone or sound that is heard or that is that travels from one place to another, either through wireless or through a wired system, through a wired system, a sound or frequency, wired or a wireless system, of frequency. I was sitting there, the Lord began to take me into a place to where he began to show me, for some odd reason, all of the security jobs that I've had. I've had several security positions. I've done everything from mall security on down to what they call hotel loss prevention security. I've done low-line security, whereas it was just me all lonesome. And then I had where there was a team of us. And then I had where it was just one or two of us, and two or three of us. And I've dealt with all of these things, but the one thing that God had me focus on when he was showing me this was the fact that every last one of the jobs that I had, we had a way of communicating one with the other. And our way of communicating with one another on security detail is usually by what they call TTP. I'm going to say that again. It is by TTP. That word TTP, or those letters, or those acronyms, TTP, simply means touch to talk or press to talk, where we would press, pause, talk, TPT, press, pause to talk. It is usually a system where we would take one another to one another in some shape, form, fashion, whether we're calling for something as simple as a restroom break or as simple as call somebody to tell them that it's time for them to come back from lunch. Or maybe we were calling because we had a situation at hand and we needed some backup. Or we were calling our immediate supervisor, or we were calling dispatch to let them know we've arrived to our destination. Either way it went, we had these a way of communicating one with another. We would do this on a very frequent basis because we had what they call check-in. I'm gonna help you if you ride with me for a minute. I'm trying to give you some strength this morning. I'm trying to build you to your blessed place. If y'all ride with me for a minute, I'm gonna bless you in a minute. That press to talk system was designed was put together to be able to keep in contact with one another so that if anything ever went off, we had a way of communicating one with another. We had a way of calling somebody, even when things got a little hairy, we could hit the button and one of my jobs we had the police and we could call the police in. Hey, listen, I got a situation over here on my end. I need you down here at entrance number 7. I need you down here at entrance number 8. And immediately I would have bag up, come on here, somebody, and they would be there to assist me in my situation. But I had to be on the right channel. See, on the press to talk systems, you have different channels. You have channel. Some have from channel 1 to channel 13. Some have channel 1 to channel 26. But it all depends on what frequency your company was on that you had the ability to communicate one with another. I remember one job where we were all on the same channel. Come on here. And it was so irritating because I'm going to tell you from my perspective, because everybody was having a conversation one with another, and it had nothing to do with my job. And see, I wore what they call an earpiece, so the rest of the world didn't hear it. So nobody else around me can hear it, but I can hear the conversations. And sometimes it got so to the point to where I had to turn the volume down. Come here, let me talk to you real quick. Let me bless you to your blessed place. Because they were on my frequency, but it had nothing to do with my job. It had nothing to do with me. I know you say, well, Pastor Douglas, why would you be talking about this? What does this have to do with the tea in China? What does this have to do with the cost of tea in China? What does this have to do with what you're talking about, a frequency? Let me help you to your best place real quick. When you're on the right frequency with God, Lord have mercy, no matter what you got going on in your life, when you the sheep that hears his voice and he knows your voice, when you call, you don't have to worry about a thing. You can call him, and he will answer, and he'll be there in a hurry. Come here, let's talk. Even though you got a whole bunch of people that might be on the same frequency that you on, know that God will still hear your voice. It don't matter if it got anything to do with you or not. It don't matter if it got anything to do with them or not. When you all are on the same frequency and you call on the name of the Lord in the midst of all that you got going on, God will for surely answer your call. Only thing you got to do is be on his frequency. Oh, Lord, I'm so glad you asked that question. I heard you in the spirit. You say, what is God's frequency? It's called neology. Oh, Lord, have mercy. When you get on your knees and you begin to talk to the Lord, when you get into your prayer closet and you begin to talk to the Lord, when you begin, oh, Lord, when you grab your prayer shawl and you cover up your head and you begin to call on the name of the Lord in the midnight hour, when your storm and your rain have been so violently raining and things have been been going all crazy. You can get on that frequency, on a channel called Neology, and you can talk to the Lord, and he will for surely hear your voice. My sheep know my voice, and a stranger, they won't follow. Can I help you real quick? Can I bless you to your blessed way? Can I put you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny right quick? Can I give you some hope in your hopelessness? Can I give you something that will bless your whole entire day? Oh, Lord have mercy. God knows your voice. God knows who you are. My question to you is, can you hear the voice of the Lord? Are you on his frequency? Have you tuned in to the voice of the Lord? Or are you listening to the storm on the outside? Are you listening to the negativity? Are you listening to the naysayers? Are you listening to the one saying that I ain't got no positions right now? Are you, come here. Are you listening to the one saying that you ain't qualified for this position? Oh, Lord have mercy. Are you listening to the word that God is saying that you're more than a conqueror? You're above and not beneath. You're the leader and not the borrower. You're the head and not the tail. You are my beloved. You're all that I called you to be. Oh, Lord. You're the first and not the last. You're the beginning and not the end. Everything he said you were going to be. Because you're listening to the right frequency. You've tuned in and tapped in to where God wants you to be. Can I be the bearer of good news to some, the dispeller of your plan to others, and the stopper of those who've been using and abusing the people of God? Your frequency has just been shut off. Lord, have mercy. Your frequency has just been tuned out because this word that has went across the airwaves, went across this frequency that hit the ears and the hearts and the minds of everybody that was under the sound of the voice of the Lord on this morning, that's still under the voice of the Lord on this morning, the ones that was on their way and they were listening as they were going through. I stopped by this morning to tell you that you are more than a conqueror. You are the head and not the tail. You are the victor, no longer the victim. You're more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, you're more than a conqueror. You're standing on the other side of bliss. You're standing on the other side of giving. I ain't got over this thing. You're standing on the other side. I ain't in that thing no more. You're standing on, come here and let's talk this morning. You're standing on the other side. But watch this here, that abusive relationship. Oh, Lord, you gonna shake the dust from your feet, and you done walked out of that presence of the people that watch here, that despisingly used you, that done talked about you and abused you. See, watch this here. Let me show you how you know your frequency didn't change. The ones that done been talking about you and running your name through the mud, that done had all the metals and even said against you, you can look at that person and you can pray for them. And say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I call on you on behalf of this person. And my prayer, Father, is that you touch them in a mighty way. Move by your power and by your strength. God, touch and do what you do best. The ones that despitefully ran your name through the mud because they were angry at you, because they were ticked off at you, because they were upset with you, because you didn't watch this here. Preachers and deacons and ministers, men and women of God, pew them because you didn't elevate it higher than where they are. God says, I fixed that thing for you. Keep on listening to my voice. Tonight. Oh, gracious master, for the things that I've seen in the temple, but the thing that I've seen is eternal. Now it says, my sheep listens to my voice. My sheep know my voice. My sheep understands my voice. My sheep comprehends my voice. My sheep obeys my voice. My sheep, Wasir, are attended to my voice. My sheep, Wasir, responds to my voice. When you're on the frequency of God, your reaction to other things around you become limited. Or why is it here? Not at all. Because you learn that everybody don't need to be responded to. Every situation does not deserve, why is it here? Your attention. Every Every issue and circumstance that happens is not always yours, watch this here, to respond to. There used to be an old saying that we grew up on, and it was in the 80s and then in the 90s. It says, stop being Captain Saber. Everybody in the sound of my voice. You can't save everybody. Especially when you're on your own assignment. You do know that the devil comes to distract you from your assignment. Good preaching, Reverend. Good preaching. And that's solid preaching, Reverend. Solid preaching. That blessed somebody right there. You do know the devil's desire is to get you off task. That's why he go to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. Up and down in the earth, seeking who you may devour. And if he catch you after your house been swept and garnished and your frequency has not changed, because the unclean spirit has gone out. I'm preaching you to your happy place right now. If y'all listen to me real close, I'm preaching you to your happy place. I'm giving you some strength right now. The word says it like this. The house left the man. He said the spirit was cast out. And it went. But it left for only a season. Now watch this here. It returned back. When it came to itself, it said, I'll go back to my house. See, when your frequency change, your address change. Yeah, God. Oh, bless them this morning, Lord Jesus. Bless them this morning. When your frequency change, your address change. When your frequency change, your address change. Ah, Lord, you messing with them real bad. How you address them change. What you address them with changes. Your mentality on how you address them change. Your your whole mentality, your whole mindset changes, people of God. My sheep, to my voice, I know them, and they follow me. 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 John 10:16. I don't think you're ready to shut this thing down. It says, I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I have brought them in as well, and they will listen to my voice. Then there will be one flock and one shepherd. We'll read that again because that blessed me. I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I will bring them in as well, and they will still listen to my voice. And there will be one flock and one shepherd. People of God, it is time for us to gather under the voice of the Lord. It's time for us to gather under the voice of the Lord. It is time for us to get into God's frequency. It's time for us to get into the frequency, the sound, the mentality, the voice of God, what God is saying to us in this hour. I know it's kind of hard because you got all this stuff going on. You got the pandemic. You got unemployment. you're trying to figure out who you're going to vote for. You're trying to figure out how this next school year is going to come about, how things are going to come together. You're worried about the holidays because Thanksgiving's coming up next month, and Christmas the month after that, and New Year's the following week after that. And you sit up there and you're trying to put all this stuff together. But can I tell you, none of that stuff really matters until you get under the voice of God. See, because when you get under the voice of God, when you get in the frequency of God, all that stuff will then start to make sense. All of that stuff will start making sense. Because you're hearing the totality of the voice of God. And you can make an informed decision when you're on the right frequency. I'm going to say that again because that blessed somebody whole day. When you are in the frequency of God, when you're in the frequency of God, you can make an informed decision because you're in the frequency. His word is not only life, but his word is now strength. His word is not only strength, but his word is power. Not only is his word power, but his word is hope. Not only is his word hope, but his word is joy. Not only is his word joy, but his word is his word. Watch what he said about his word. He said, my word will hasten to perform. It will not return back to me void. So if he said the word, believe that it will perform
exactly what he said he was going to do. It would accomplish that he had set for it to do. But people of God, this is the most important thing that we need to do right now. Is we need to get our voice, get under the voice of God. Tune in. Gather in. Pull in. Pull yourself into the place where you hear the voice of God. That you know it is the voice of God and not the voice of the enemy. You do know. You do know. Let me help you real quick. You do know the devil has a way of speaking. He sounds just like God. But he said, my sheep hear my voice. One translation says, and a stranger, they will not follow. And a stranger, they will not follow. Because they know his voice. Amen, amen, and amen. Let's pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for the ability to hear your voice and to know that it is your voice. And Father, as this word is going out, my prayer is that this voice that they in their heads, in their hearts, in their mind, in their spirit, that voice be the voice of you. And Father, we cancel out every other voice. We cancel out every other voice. We tune out every other voice. We turn a deaf ear to any other voice. We turn a deaf mind to any other voice. Because we don't want to operate in ourselves, Father God, but we want to operate in you. We want to know that this is the frequency that you desire for us to be on. So as we close this prayer, Father God, tune us in, God. Tune in our hearts. Tune in our minds. Tune in our spirit. That we will hear your voice. And know that it is you that we're following and not a stranger. Amen, amen, and amen. Listen, we're going to take a quick musical break and we'll be right back to listen to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Can I make you put your phone down? Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. Now I believe. Now I can see that wonders are still what you do. Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Now I believe, 'cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. You got it. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. You'll say, 'cause we need a move. We need a move. Do that verse again, baby. And bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Oh, I will believe it. 'Cause now I can see that one. the moon. Miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. Miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. 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 Heaven is.
Welcome back. We're going to go ahead on and we're going to go into our overcomer scripture and our overcomer prayer. And we're going to go into our prayer list for those who have submitted a prayer request to us. Via the website, via the email addresses and the Facebook pages that's connected to the Worldwide Gospel Connection on this morning. And those of you all who have submitted your prayer requests, we thank you so much. Remember that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask us. Amen? Amen. So this morning, overcomers scripture is Romans 10 and 9. It says, if you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. You will be saved. Romans 10, 9. If you believe your heart, confess with your mouth that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. So this morning, this is what we want to offer to you. We want to offer to you this opportunity, this chance to be a part of this great shift, this great move that God is doing in this hour, in this time. For those of you all who are under the sound of our voices this morning, know that God is not only just able, but he is willing to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask. Know that he is the hearer of our prayers, regardless of where we may be, regardless of what our condition or situation is. Some of us have been given misinformation when it comes to walking in the body of life. How is it that God will forgive you for all the things that you've done, all the stuff that you've said, all the places you've gone, all the people you hurt, all the terrible things that you've done? He said he did not come for the saved, for the lost. Those who have challenges, those who have issues, those who have circumstances which that they have no conceding control over. But God is a knower, a seer, keeper, and a watcher. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask. He is willing to move by not by just by his power, but he is willing to move by his strength. He's willing to show in of your favor and about your favor in every way. Don't worry about what you see, because the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen are eternal. He is able to do some great things in your life. He is able to wipe away all of your tears and your fears. Matt, so don't be caught in this place. Don't be caught in this mindset. Don't get caught in this place of hurt and pain, to where you don't understand that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask of. And so here in this opportunity, we're going to pray. We're going to offer this prayer to you. Simple prayer. Just want you to just pray this prayer. Those of y'all who want to give your life to God, who want to walk in this relationship with God, you want to walk in this place called healing, this place called deliverance, this place called this place called second chance. Amen. This place called second chance. Only thing you have to do is just pray this prayer. Those of you all under the sound of my voice, pray this prayer with me. Just open up your mouth and say this. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that you died and was raised from the dead, that I might be saved. Father, I turn from my ways, and I ask, Father, that you would hear my cry and forgive my sin. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God bless you. Those of you all who have given your life this morning, those of you all who have prayed that prayer, we want to be the first ones to say welcome, 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 welcome to your new life, to your new place, to your welcome to your new relationship. Amen. It is a good thing. It is a good place. It is a pleasant place. God has opened up the windows of heaven, and he has poured out a blessing that you don't have room enough to receive. He's done a great thing already. Amen. He's done a great thing already, and he is able to do just what he says he's going to do. He's going to show up, and he's going to show out in your life. Amen. Amen. There are some keys that we want to share with you real quick. They're quick keys. They're just to help you get along on your journey, help you get along on your way while you're going through this thing called life. We want to give you something that will help you. Hope you're to your blessed place. Amen. Hope you're to your blessed place. The first key is get you a good Bible. Get you a good Bible. Get you a good King James Bible. Get you a good Bible. NIV would be a good Bible for you to read, because this journey, you're going to need the Word of God in your life. You're going to need the Word of God in your life. Secondly, find your church home. Find your church home. I know in this pandemic, this thing is kind of crazy, but find you a place that the Word of God is being preached, and that the Word is being preached without any limits on it, without a whole lot of unnecessary on it, a whole lot of fluff, as they say. Don't get yourself caught in that place. The second one is make sure that the man or woman of God is teaching the Word, that they themselves like mimic what you see, amen, mimic what they're preaching. They're not preaching a, they're not preaching an unknown. They preach, they're not preaching a gospel that is unknown to them. They don't know the gospel. They just preach it because it sounds, because they put some butts and pieces and make sure that that person is preaching and teaching the word of God, has a relationship and has a zeal for God themselves. Amen. Amen. Good word. A zeal for God themselves. That is our key. Now, that church home that you guys can go to, now, the Iowa House International is a good place for you to put your roots in and start and come a part of. That is our church. That's the church that the pastor, co-pastor, and myself pastor. We're pastors of that church, the Iowa House International. That's us. We're the pastors. Y'all know us. We here every day. You know, our lifestyle, you can go on my Facebook page. You can go on the Worldwide Gospel Facebook page. You can go on the Abba House page. You can go on co-pastor Douglas' page, and you ain't going to see all of that craziness and foolishness on our page, because we don't let all that stuff in. Man, we're real careful. We're real careful. We just don't let everybody and anybody just come on into our life and into our world. Amen. We understand that spirits are transferable, even through technology. Spirits are transferable, so we have to be careful. We have to be careful. Those things can tack on to you, and it can be a real bad place for you. Amen. It can be a real bad place for you. Amen. So, but the Iowa House will be a real good place for you to stop by. We got Bible study tomorrow night, 7:15. Join in on the conversation. Come on and chime in. Go to Iowa House and like the page. And when you go there and like the page, you'll get your notifications about Bible study and Sunday morning services and all that good stuff. It'll be a life-changing experience for you. I promise. You'll never be the same. You'll never be the same. Amen. You'll never be the same. Let us pray for the prayer list, for the ones on the prayer list. Let's pray for those people that are there on the prayer list. Let us talk to the Lord for a moment with them. Those of y'all who have submitted your prayer requests, we have those. Those who have not, they said, well, Pastor Devin, I haven't had a chance to submit my prayer request. Don't worry. At the end of the broadcast, please feel free to go to any of the media sites, the Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page, the Abba House Facebook page, the Worldwide Gospel Connection at gmail.com, the Abba House International at gmail.com, or even go to blogtalkradio.com/ Worldwide Gospel Connection, into those comment sections, into the Facebook page or in the Messenger Facebook page, or you can just put it in the comment section of the Blog Talk broadcast, or you can even put it into the email and just let us know what you want us to pray for, and we got you covered. Amen. We will continue to pray for you, and we look forward to the testimonies that come through the prayers that we pray. Amen. Grace and peace to all of you who have submitted your prayers. Amen. So let us pray. Gracious Master, we're thankful for not only you just being God, but God, you being the voice in the sound, in the trumpet in Zion in our life. Father, we thank you for your unmerited favor, your willingness to see, hear, comprehend, and understand that these, your people, are following after your voice. Father, we need to hear your word. We need to comprehend your word. We need to know that your word is life, health, and strength, that your word is power, and that it is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask of. We trust you beyond what we can. Father, we know that you are able to take these requests that have been submitted, God, and break them down and do what you need to do. Go in, God, and control the situation. Turn it and work it for their favor, regardless of what it may be, from the healing of their bodies, oh God, to the breaking down of finances, God, to stretching your hand out, God, and touching loved ones, God, or touching situations. God, we know that you're able to do exceedingly abundant above all we can ask of. And Father, we trust you beyond what we speak. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen is eternal. Let your grace and your mercy, Father, take over even now. Settle in this. and give us the strength to stand in you and stand for you and stand in the graces of you. God, that you're able to do what you said you're going to do, and that is be God and be big in our life. God, we transfer every situation and circumstance and say, allow it to work for our good, that your peace that abides, God, even now, God, over the lives of those that are under the sound of our voice, God, the ones that have submitted their prayer request, God, let them hear your voice in this time. Let them be on the frequency, God, to hear you. God, let them tune into your voice and to gather into your voice, God, and know that it is you and you alone that has done what you have done. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for it being done, Father God. God, we pray for every pastor, preacher, minister, evangelist, God, apostle, bishop, God, overseer, everyone that carries this word. God, we pray for them today. We pray, God, that you would put your merciful hands on their lives and guide them and meet them, God, on everything that they need you to meet them on. Strengthen them on their weakened side. Build them up in their most holy faith. Give them the ability to withstand and to stand in the storm and in the rain. And let them know that all things work together for the good of them who love you and who are called according to your purpose. Father, let your purpose be made manifest, not only just in them, but Lord, let your purpose be made manifest for them, God, that they are able to walk out into you and into knowing who you are, who they are, where they are, and what you're doing. Even now, gracious Master, give them the understanding that it is you and you alone that have worked the work that you have worked. And give them strength to stand and overcome, God, those things and that thing that has come against their life. That your grace and your peace, God, God, reign over their lives. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Listen, God bless you. We love you. And remember, tune in tomorrow for Worship Wednesday. Worship and Wisdom Wednesday is tomorrow. And also Thursday is also Thursday is Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday is Freestyle Friday. Remember to tune in and join in. And know that God is going to do something miraculous in your life today. Yes, and Core Gifted Gifts. Please remember to go to Core Gifted Gifts at Gmail. Core Gifted Gifts 34 at gmail.com and drop your request into there. Lady Douglas still have that sale going on. That 2 for $7 and 3 for $10 for the bath bombs. And also the website is up. Amen. The website is up. We're going to share the website with you guys on tomorrow about the website. And we're just excited about what God is doing in this hour. So listen, y'all continue to tune in, listen in, continue to pray with us and for us. Those of you all who would like to share this morning in a gift, a giving gift of $25, those of you can, who will, who are willing to share this morning, please feel free to go to either one of the Cash Apps, which is Cash App, $WGC2020, or Cash App, The Abba House. Again, the Cash Apps are The Abba House, $WGC2020. Share a gift of $25 to those Cash Apps. If this broadcast blessed you on this morning, I believe it did. I know it did. So if you guys are willing, go ahead and sow a seed of $25, those of you who can. If you feel like you want to sow more, please feel free to do that. And remember that we're going to pray for your seed and ask that God to return to your seed, turn to you a thousandfold the seeds that you sow into the ministry here at the Worldwide
Gospel. Pastor Douglas, we have a caller on the line.
Yes, Lord.
Caller, are you there? Good morning, World Gospel Connection. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. It sounds like you're all doing very well, so I won't ask you how you're doing. But God is
amen,
good. Amen.
God. Yes, he is.
Yeah, I just was sitting here just listening. I was just taken back to the time when God brought me into the reality of who I was in his love. And he was giving it all to me, you know what I mean? He was giving it all to me. I didn't know what to say about everything, but I know that God is good all the time. Because when I look back at my life, when I look back at my life, I get to see what Christ in me has done for me that I could never, ever do for myself or anybody else. So I have to acknowledge the presence of God, how God be bringing people into this kingdom because he's making himself real to these folks. And since you've been sitting at the feet of Jesus like Mary did, and you weren't like Martha all busy about this and that, you was learning some stuff about who you are. And so it's no surprise that God is doing these things in your life and blessing you in that way. You know, if people want to give back to where they're getting something, you know what I mean? Some truth. Because if we can't stand on the truth, then we're going to be standing on something else. And when life comes at us, it's going to mess us all up. So if you're getting the truth from somebody, then you can give back to that person, not only with money, finances, but with your time, you know, and your abilities. Because after all, God has shown you your abilities. When you look back at yourself, what you're looking at is your credentials. That's your ability to sympathize, empathize with people. See, God's having the relationship with them. It's just that, are you in a right relationship with him? Or are you still having to learn some elementary things about, you know, what it means, you know, to sit at the feet of Jesus? I know a lot of people want to say this and that, but when you ask people, please be quiet. The Spirit's teaching right now. I understand, because too many people talking at one time can get very confusing to some of these folk that are trying to listen to the truth, man. They ain't trying to listen to none of this and that. God said it ain't got nothing to do with this and that. It's about sitting down at his feet and listening to him, and he'll tell you everything you need to know. He ain't going to lie to you. Now, man, he'll lie to you all day long. Remember what God said to Cain? He said, where's your brother? Cain said, I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper?
That's powerful, Doc. That's powerful. And I, the voice is familiar. I heard you. You've been on before. What's your name again, Doc?
Way Busy.
Way, how you doing, Doc? God bless you, man of God. I remember
Thank
the voice.
You, man.
I remember the voice. I remember the voice. Man, and it's good to hear that what we're doing, man, is blessing you. We really appreciate that. We really appreciate you calling in and just sharing with us on this morning. And everything that you said this morning is true. It's true.
Yeah.
Sometimes you sometimes you can't give back with money. But you can give back with your time. When you give back
Absolutely.
With your God honors your gift, irregardless of what your gift may be. He honors that gift. He honors that gift. And when you and you say the least that you do unto the little children, you do unto me. So when you share, when you give of yourself, when you give of who you are to people, you're doing it unto him. You're doing it unto what? Unto his mercy and unto his grace. And he returns that back to you. This is an overflow thing that happens. And you learn how to get. We shared this morning about the frequency. You learn how to get on God's frequency, man. And when you learn how to get on God's frequency, you can hear the voice of God, and you know that God is speaking. You know God is saying something to you in that hour, and your life is shifted. Your mind is shifted. And when you hear that frequency, he said, "My sheep know my voice, and a stranger he will not follow." He's not going to just follow anything because you're on the frequency of God. And when you get on that frequency of God, you can move. You can move more effectively because you okay. This is not this area right here. This ain't what God's talking about. So let me move from here and let me go where the voice of God, where I hear the voice of God coming from. And in order for you to do that, you got to have that connection to it.
You got to have the connection. That's exactly right. And those that are connected to the true vine, they have the joy all the time. And now let's say something about this joy, because the joy comes from deep within. and it comes out. And I always notice what a witness the joy is to the people around you. And I'm thinking, goodness gracious, almighty help. Thank you. And I'm thinking God is good, not just sometime, y'all, because God said he's the same back then, right now, and forever. And that means that God ain't going to change. He ain't going to try to be like, you know, what you think, because a lot of people want to throw a mask up on God and put words up in his mouth and try to make me think that's what God is. That's who God is. No, you got another thing coming. Let me give it to you straight, baby. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, period. That means everything on it, in it, everything.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, and so you have to realize that if God is living up in you, then there's nothing that you can do to get what he's given to you. All you could do is just receive it by faith, because remember, God's given you his faith. Right? You're walking in his love. His love is boundless and immeasurable. So that means this is an eternal God, an eternal spirit, an eternal kingdom inside. And so once he brings this awareness to you that he's been here, and now he's bringing you into it so that you can have this life that he came to give you, okay? He came to give you a life. He came to give you a life in his love. And what that means is everything's okay. There's nothing wrong, because God would never put something between you and him, but you might put something between you and him because you don't understand, because God hasn't shown you these things yet about yourself, what you're doing. But when he shows you what you're doing, then you can say, forgive me for what I did. I made it about Joe Blow. I made it about Susie. I made it about Grandma. I made it about me. I made it about everything but you, God. And so now that you're showing me what I did, I can say, forgive me, and make it about him, and his love fixed it. And now everything's perfect, because God made you perfect in his sight for a reason. Because when you're walking in his love, the faith that he gave you demands that you listen to him and not what man thinks that he's saying to you, which man does, by the way, when they make mistakes. But we all make mistakes. It's inevitable. We're all going to make mistakes. But at the moment of realization that we're about to make a mistake, or that we might have possibly going to make a mistake, you know, because sometimes you make mistakes. But at the moment of realization, now you have an opportunity to put your faith in God. And once you do that, then you can learn to trust him in this particular area of your life concerning his love working in you so wonderfully and through you wonderfully. And then, like you were saying, back to you, which is him, because he's doing the work. His work goes out. His work comes back to him, beautifully. Because just think about it. You want to give somebody a gift, give them some love. Make a deposit of love into their love bank and see if you don't get a return. And enjoy your blessings, because they're irrevocable.
Amen, amen. Man, we appreciate you coming on and sharing with us this morning. This was really a blessing to all of the listeners, I'm sure, and as well as here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection, man. We appreciate you so much, man. We're going to go ahead on, and we're going to pray for you, Doc. And when we pray for you, we're going to go ahead on, and we're going to get off the air. But we appreciate you so much. We appreciate you so much, man. Gracious Master, we pray for our brother today. God, we thank you for his strength, his power, God, his ability to stand in you. God, we thank you for the relationship that he has. God, we thank you for the frequency that he's hearing right now that is connected to you. God, build him on every side. God, let no lack, God, let nothing, God, come between his relationship with you. Let no power, no principality, no word, no demonic attack, God, no matter what it may be. God, we pray for him. God, that you would build him up and strengthen him on every side, and that your grace and your mercy, God, continue to be with him. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, man of God. God bless you so much. And we thank you for joining us this morning, man. All right? Amen. So thank you guys so much for joining us this morning. We hope that everything was well. We hope that this found you in a really good place. And we hope that everything works out well for you. You guys have a great day. Your hand.